Sorrowfully, August left the room. All that night he lay tossing on his bed. In the morning, while it was yet dark, the three elder brothers came down, each bearing his lantern and going to his work in the stone yard and timber yard and salt works. August had not slept, but he arose and went down to take a last look at the beautiful stove, just in time to hear loud blows made by the heavy iron knocker of the house door. A strange voice called out, "Let me in. There is no time to lose. Do you hear? I have come to take the great stove." As his father came into the room and opened the door, August sprang up, screaming, "You shall never touch it." "Who shall prevent us?" laughed a big man, amused at the fierce little figure. "I," said August, "you shall never have it. You shall kill me first." "You are like a little mad dog," said the big man. So his father put the boy out from the back entrance, and the buyers of the beautiful stove set to work to pack it and bear it out to an ox cart which was waiting to carry it to the railway station. August stood for a time, leaning sick and faint against the back wall of the house.